person. And we want you to understand that most of your intuition comes from the process of deducing. Jerry and Esther were talking earlier about delegating and about finding creative people that they can delegate some of the tasks that they have held to themselves. And Esther said, one of the things that I continue to notice is that in the process of the activity, the inspiration comes forth. Mm-hmm. So we're just saying to you, rather than, and perhaps you weren't doing it, but we could feel a little bit of it, don't ask it to be something different from what you're doing. Just ask that the intuitive edge be overlaid what you're already doing. And in that way, you have this stability of what's been working for you while you allow a little more in inspiration, so to speak. If you want to, give us a... We don't want your formula for what you are doing, but when, what is your personal process? In other words, what kinds of things do you do to ready yourself when you sit to begin making some of these decisions?
Well, I have two basic approaches. One is going out and understanding the company and doing financial analysis. Another one is a more quantitative approach of trying to figure out what characteristics of a company make that a successful, or what characteristics of a stock make it a successful investment.
Well, that's all good data collection.
And those combined, I do well with those.
And what formula appears to you, or is it an intuitive sort of deducing that you're doing?
There comes a point in occasionally with investments where I get an intuitive feeling, and I call it that it becomes easy. The stock becomes easy. That's just the way I characterize it. And it's almost as if the stock can't do anything but go up, and I've recognized it. I would like to be able to recognize that in all the stocks that feel that way, not just once in a while. And so I don't want to abandon what I do now, but I want to tune into a process or just tune into the feeling that and be able to get that intuitive understanding that, you know, here's a stock that is going up. And
when we ask the question, how do you, what is your process? We want to develop that question further by saying, how do you prepare yourself for the action you're about to take? And by that we mean, what do you do about your physical vibration? In other words, do you just sit down in an intellectual attitude and delve into some activity, or do you prepare yourself in the way an athlete does by getting into your vibration and making sure you're in alignment? Because when you're looking for an intuitive expansion, that requires an energy alignment. And inspiration and alignment are not separate from intellect, but sometimes attention to intellect keeps the alignment from happening, and then you're busy doing your process the way you've always done it, which doesn't allow the inspiration to flow as it would. And so it's something as simple as meditating first. It's something as simple as doing something really pleasing first. An exercise of breathing for 10 or 15 minutes could often put you in that vibration. And a series of downstream statements would certainly apply. And from what we can feel from you, you feel absolutely prepared for everything that you're asking for. In other words, you know what you're doing in terms of the activity. You are well steeped in the way the market moves and is played. And what you're really reaching for is something that we're talking about all day here, is a series of downstream statements. For example, feel the difference between saying, I hope I hope my judge